This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
All right, Miss Terry Page is in. You know it's Wednesday when Terry's here with the Better Business Bureau, Central Tennessee, branch manager here at the local office, which covers how many counties now, Terry?
I cover Bedford, Cannon, Coffee, Rutherford, and Warren.
I bet there are a few really far-off places you can go.
There are a few far-off places. I was there this morning, as a matter of fact.
Where are you now? You were visiting with our friends at WBRY today,
I guess, weren't you? I sure did. Visited a couple of our accredited businesses.
Accredited business. Maybe we can talk a little about that. And well, why don't we just do it now? I know we've got some other things. What when we hear the word accredited business, what does that mean?
That means that they are a member of the Better Business Bureau. They have signed an agreement with us to always take care of the customers, their customers, take care of complaints. They hold themselves to a higher calling. There's legal, and then they go beyond that. They always have truth in their advertising. So they sign an agreement, and they do pay a fee to become accredited, and that helps with our website, monitoring their business review, so on and so forth. Our business reviews are, businesses are rated from A+ to F, just like in school. Whether they are a member or not, we have business reviews on most all businesses. And everyone's welcome to go to the website, and that's gobbb.org. You can look up any business, any charity. You can even look up infomercial products and find out the real skivvy on them.
Yeah. Well, I remember back in the day when you gave your first spiel like that, you know, hadn't been that long ago.
No, it hadn't.
How long have you been branch manager?
It was a year in June.
Okay. I knew that we were somewhere around that year mark. So that is always something that comes up. You know, you see the BBB sticker in the window or on vehicles. I mean, it's being used in a lot of advertising here in town. And
yes.
And that is part of it. When you see that, you know that this is an accredited business.
You know it's an accredited business. You know they're going to take care of you. If there's a problem, they're going to take care of that.
Well, the BBB took care of a lot of its accredited members at the recent tailgate at the MTSU home game versus Georgia Tech, and it was great, wasn't it?
It was great. We had a lot of accredited businesses there. We had good food, good drink. Everyone was in a great mood, huge crowd. So it was. It was excellent.
Could have been what was in that punch bowl, too.
Could have been what was in the punch bowl.
this has become an annual event, and I think people really enjoy it. The weather could not have been any better.
Oh, it was beautiful. I remember last year, it was so hot, but it was gorgeous this year.
And 2 years ago,
it was very cold.
Very cold. So now it's just right. It's like
just
the porridge.
Right.
You had a lot of people who helped to make that possible as well. A lot of businesses here in town because it was a free event for accredited businesses.
It was. I did have sponsors, and they deferred that cost. I greatly appreciate those guys. They are fabulous. A lot of them are on our advisory board and highly in tune to the branch. We appreciate all of them. They have been great.
Most certainly, the tailgate event was a really neat thing, and this is a pretty special year for the Better Business Bureau. The Better Business Bureau is celebrating the golden anniversary this year.
Absolutely, 50 years, November 1st.
50 years means it's time to celebrate, and I think Kathleen Callaghan knows how to celebrate. It sounds like
she does know how to celebrate. We are having that celebration. It'll be Tuesday, November 1st. The cocktail reception is at 6:15 p.m. Dinner and program is at 6:45 p.m. It will be at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel. 611 Commerce Street in Nashville. Our special guest speaker will be Clifton Lambreth. He's a television personality and published author. The BBB is also going to have their Student of Integrity Award, and that award recognizes high school students in Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky, who personify the principles of ethical business, qualities such as trust, fairness, leadership, community service, courage, compassion, and respect. So we'll be giving that out also, and we will be honoring our charter founding charter members.
Mm-hmm. And that is going to be a special night. Who can attend this?
Actually, anyone can attend it. You can call me at the office, 615-867-0032. I can give you the ticket prices or table prices. You can also go online to nashville.app.bbb.org/events. And that is for a secure ticket purchase.
Awesome. All of that information, I'm sure, is on the website, too.
Absolutely.
Very good. So save the date. It's at the Renaissance. And what was the day in November?
November 1st. It's on a Tuesday.
Okay. Very good. It's hard to believe. You know, fall's almost here, and we're talking November, and then it's going to be December, and then, wow.
I know. Pumpkins are out. I walked in a store, and Christmas trees are up.
Oh, really? I have not seen Christmas trees, but
yeah.
I went over to Martin's Home and Garden today and saw that they had all of the fall display things out, and pumpkins and gourds and really neat stuff. And this year is going to be the year that we get a live Christmas tree. My kids have been wanting a live Christmas tree, so
how neat!
Yeah, I guess we're gonna give it a go.
It doesn't look like I've heard on the news that there is going to be a pumpkin shortage.
Really?
Although Martin's didn't appear to be having one.
They've got a lot over
there.
They've
got a lot of pumpkins.
A lot of selection. So anyway, but it's just hard to believe we're getting close to that time. A lot of people are using this great weather to do some home improvements. It seems like, you know, you hear about spring cleanup, but fall is a big time of the year as well for
Absolutely, it is.
A lot of things. And looking at the roof and deciding maybe we need a new roof, but again, here you are bringing some bad news about a local roofing company.
I know. We've had an abundance of these this year. We have another media release. This is on Extreme Homeworks, also known as Extreme Roofers. They were previously located at 900 Preacher's Mill Road in Clarksville. Mr. Carlos Gomez is the owner, and the company has a serious pattern of consumer complaints. The company has accepted deposits ranging from $2,000 to $8,000 for roof repair or roof replacement. And the Better Business Bureau has contacted Mr. Gomez on numerous occasions. We've requested his immediate attention in resolving the outstanding issues and complaints. He's acknowledged receipt of the complaints, and he's done nothing. Consumers still continue to report that Mr. Gomez has yet to complete work as promised. So you do want to check those guys out.
So he gets the deposit, and then the work isn't done.
Exactly.
And so they're left out of pocket up to
$8,000. They get that insurance check, and they turn it all over to him. Mm. And whether no business should get that full check. What you really should do is, of course, you want to check out those contractors, home improvement companies, with the BBB. Your ideal down payment would be a 30 to 50% and put that on a credit card. That way, if the contractor doesn't come back, you do have some latitude working with your credit card company. Mm-hmm. So in getting that back, you shouldn't make the final payment until the work is completed and you've inspected it, because once they're gone, they're probably gone. Check out the business. Make sure that they have all their state and local requirements, license, insurance, bonding. Ask the businesses for references from recent jobs. It would be a really wise idea to confirm whether or not the roofer will be subcontracting the job to someone else, or if they're using their own employees. Because you have to be careful about someone getting hurt on your property.
And if that subcontractor is not bonded and insured.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'd be taking care of that person too. You should get 3 bids, and beware of lowball estimates. Recognize red flags. If someone requires you to pay everything up front, I'd run from that immediately and make sure everything is in writing, even verbal agreements that may happen after the written signed contract. Make sure that you have that on paper and signed by both parties. Keep copies. That way you can get your labor and warranty.
Now, there's a really great way that you can do a couple of these. Not only search the BBB for accredited businesses, but also get in bids from companies just by going to the BBB website.
That's right. You can use our e-quote, and that will, you just go in, put your information in, put the area you're in, and they can contact you. You can have them contact you by phone, by email, and you will only get quotes from accredited businesses in Middle Tennessee.
And that kind of takes the mystery out of, is this a fly-by-night company just coming in after maybe storms in the area, and because that's a big time for roofers and things of that nature. But that goes with any business.
You can
have them call you or write an email quote back.
That's,
I mean,
right.
You're kind of in control there.
You're in control, and it's like being in a room full of contractors and you're the only person asking the questions.
Yeah.
Also, when you use our website, you know, I said you should check to see if they're licensed and insured. The Better Business Bureau does all of that for you.
Do you really?
That's part of the screening process for accredited businesses.
So, you know, if a roofer is on there and they've
got
an A rating.
We check it all out. We know everything's up to date. Everything's good to go.
So why would you go anywhere else? I mean, that sounds like it's kind of a one-stop shop where
you
really know who you're dealing with there.
You know, just sometimes I think people forget, you know. Sometimes the cry falls on deaf ears too. So, you know, it's my brother's sister's cousin's husband recommended. So,
well, and that happens, but I think it's, I've got roof damage. I need to get this fixed now and
right
immediately.
Now.
You know,
it is immediate.
And you go to whatever you can find. And this way, with this particular system, I mean, the turnaround is really quick.
It is quick. Probably within a couple of hours, you would start receiving those quotes back. So, yeah, it's a very good service. It's totally free. And everyone's welcome to use it.
Being on one end of that, we don't necessarily have e-quote for something here at the radio station, but when visitors go to the website, and I've even tried this out, and I've gone to the website to see how quickly I get an email back that says someone was just looking at your rating on and it's within 3 or 4 minutes,
right,
that we get that email on this end saying someone looked at your BBB
report.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the same. It's a pretty quick turnaround.
It is a quick turnaround. It's a great service, and everyone should try it.
Terry Page joining us from the Better Business Bureau, and we talked about roof scams, but same things happened with auto repair too. And there's a commercial that's on that reminds me of this about, I've heard it on the radio and I'm not sure who it is and that doesn't matter, but this woman who said she had a crack at her windshield and said that she had to get it repaired, and before she knew it, they had pulled the entire windshield and put a new one in, and insurance wasn't going to pay. And you can run into that too with auto.
You can run into that. As a matter of fact, in 2010, the Better Business Bureau received 12,682 complaints against auto repair mechanics. Hmm. And so far this year, we've received almost 11,000. And we still got 2.5 months.
Yeah, this would have been through September, I guess, or
August.
August, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and most of your repairmen are honest and they're forthright. They want to take care of you. But then there are those that are out to make that quick buck.
You know, they get the bum rap sometimes.
They do.
Mechanics, and they're kind of in the category of lawyers who sometimes get the bum rap and things of that nature. But you can really find some honest, trustworthy people out there.
You can. You really can. You want to make sure that you do get estimates, mm-hmm. and they don't mind providing those for your parts and your labor. Get it in writing before you ever authorize anything. That's just good business. Ask them for referrals. You know, ask your friends, your family, coworkers for recommendations. Ask the business for, customers that they've serviced. And usually they'll be able to come, you know, give you those. Get everything in writing. Before you authorize repairs, get your written estimate. Tell the shop not to make any other repairs before, you know, to call you before making other repairs. Mm-hmm. And when you pick up your vehicle, make sure that your bill has been estimated, itemized. So if a problem occurs, you can take care of your items covered by warranties.
Awesome. Very good tips. You know, everyone drives around a car or two, the family, you know, what is it, two at least 1.5 vehicles per family or something.
Yeah,
you know,
I heard that the other night.
Everybody has a vehicle or two, and you have to keep those up. And if you do that regular maintenance, but who do you go to? Who do you trust? I'm sure that you could do that with eQuote as well.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that with eQuote. If you know someone already, you can call the office, 867-0032. I can check them out for you.
And yeah, I guess you could go online to and check them out yourself, too, if you've got an internet.
GoBBB.org.
Miss Terry Page, you're always a ray of sunshine.
Thank you, Brian.
Appreciate you coming in today. See you in a few weeks. Terry Page with the Central Tennessee Better Business Bureau, the branch manager with the BBB, joining us here in studio today.